Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
This week, we're excited to travel again one day, theoretically, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yes. I mean, it's looking pretty good
optimistically.
Nowadays. I mean, hey, Alberta said the pandemic's over in a month.
Sweet.
Oh.
That's good to know.
Thanks, Alberta. Weird.
Thanks.
But with that in mind...
Yeah, we're going... Well, and we were excited for a Disney Wish.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So we're going to chat all about cruising this week.
Like the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Almost the same. Little less murder.
Little less.
Hopefully.
Almost as much rum.
Almost... That's true. That's true. Like on par. We're also going to be mostly chatting Disney cruising, of course, and talking about the Wish, but also a little bit about river cruising. Disney does have some river cruise itineraries, and that...
They don't have their own boats.
No.
They charter other companies' boats. Like, they have their own ocean cruise ships, but they're delving into the whole river cruising thing.
Right.
And so we have a little bit of experience with the river cruising.
And actually in some of the areas where they do cruise, so we thought we could talk about that a little bit as well. Yeah, absolutely. Before we get to all of that, though, Brandon, what is your current nerd thing?
Well, I mean, it's hockey playoff season.
Yes.
So I'm gonna go back to that well again.
Yes.
But
yes,
I have a bone to pick lovely host on Magic of the Mouse Radio.
Do you?
Yeah. So apparently Bill is a big Flyers fan. I have a problem with that.
Could be worse. Could be like a Habs fan.
I mean, it could be worse, and I do feel bad because the Flyers suck really bad this year.
And you're a Leafs fan, so you can commiserate with this.
Well, I mean, the Leafs...
Not this year, but
the Leafs always suck. But he mentioned Ty Domi, and my memory of Ty Domi versus the Flyers is the time that the fan fell into the penalty box with Ty Domi and had a really bad day.
A fan fell into a penalty box with Ty Domi?
Yeah, he was trying to make fun of Ty Domi and was, like, banging on the glass, and then the glass collapsed, and he fell into the penalty box. And
then what happened?
Well, nothing. Ty kind of sprayed him with a water bottle, and the announcer was like, "Watch the lawsuit, Ty! Watch the lawsuit!" It's a very famous thing. It was quite hilarious. Yeah,
I've never heard of this.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've only been a hockey fan for
a shorter amount of time.
It's true. You met me.
It's true. My family were all Flames fans, and I just kind of went to the other room when the hockey was on.
Yeah,
could be worse.
Montreal.
Oh, good nerd thing. Yeah, you're just entrenched in this as your nerd thing for the foreseeable future, theoretically. That's right.
We're recording on Friday. They're playing Game 6 on Saturday,
right?
And they're gonna do it.
All right. I like your confidence.
It's gonna be funny if we're playing this on Monday and they're playing Monday, but you know,
whatever. But yeah, so this is just like your permanent nerd thing for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. And what are you drinking?
Well, we actually just watched Cruella.
Yeah, we did.
And I thought a nice high-class scotch would go well with Cruella. Mm. So I'm drinking a 15-year-old Glenlivet.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't like scotch, but you said it was smooth?
It's quite smooth, yeah. Well, I mean, it's 15. 15 years, that's...
I don't...
That's a sizable age for a scotch. So there you go.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I'm having tea because Cruella was British. It takes place in London, and so I'm having tea. Earl Grey.
With?
Whiskey.
Yeah. not the good scotch whiskey, like me.
No, the kind that you put in tea.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, this is very British. There was a whole thing about being in London was a big focus of it. It was important. It took place there. They drink a lot of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Tea.
So you jumped ahead to the drinking thing, but you didn't say your nerd thing.
Oh, basically my nerd thing right now is I am, okay, so I don't like to talk about Animal Crossing like all the time for my nerd thing.
That's like your permanent nerd thing.
It's like my permanent nerd thing. And right now I decided to like redo my, mostly my island.
I've retired.
Yes. To be like summery and summer themed and things like that. So I've been going through and doing that. And then, you know, got a new villager and things. So I was kind of nerding out about that.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your new villager's name?
Hango.
Yeah. And he's like an anteater.
She's an anteater.
Oh, yeah.
I invited her from the campsite because she was really cool colors and things like that. And I thought she looked tropically. Not that I really care about that. But I've never had an anteater on the island before.
How nerdy of you.
Yes. And she wanted to switch with Zucker. And Zucker was one of the two villagers. I was, okay, I'm done. Stop laughing at me. Okay. Disney, now, please.
Okay, so... Oh, that brings us to our countdown to Loki.
Yes, so this is coming out on Monday. If you're listening on Monday, there are officially 9 days left until Loki comes out.
Basically one episode, and then the next Wednesday.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. That's how that works.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Like, yeah, Loki's going to be awesome. That's going to be my nerd thing that week.
I saw a video, and it must have been from advertising Thor 2 or something, but the funny thing where he was... in a classroom with a bunch of young kids.
Mm-hmm. Tom Hiddleston, I like that one.
Tom Hiddleston as Loki, and he's in the classroom, and he's like, who's your favorite superhero? And the little girl's like, Thor. And she goes on and on about how he's cool because he can summon thunder, and his hammer's so powerful, and he can knock all the bad guys down by just slamming his hammer down. And Loki, like, pushes her over, and he's like, well, I pushed you over, so who's powerful now?
And he's in full Loki.
Yeah, full Loki gear. It was just hilarious.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's good.
The one that popped up on my feed, probably, again, advertising. I think it was actually advertising maybe Infinity War. And it was the one where they did the Marvel Bunch instead of the Brady Bunch. And at the very end, instead of Alice's head coming out, it was Loki's head coming out. Well, Tom Hiddleston's head coming out. And he looks at Thor and he's like, hello, brother. He's like, oh, shut up. Yes, I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, but Loki, 9 days.
Yes, 9 days.
Yes.
Woo! And that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update.
Okay, well, this one's pretty big.
Yes.
I'm gonna come out of the gate hot right here.
Oh, okay. You're not building up. You're going straight for the jugular.
No, big news.
Okay.
June 15th mm-hmm. is going to be the first day that out of California guests... can go to Disneyland Woo. In like well over a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still Americans only, because yep. that's the way it is right now. But
yep,
it's another step.
Well, and a big step. It's a big step.
Yep,
if you are out of state and you want to go to Disney, you could go on right now and reserve your tickets.
Yep,
for
as long as it's after
the 15th.
After the 15th, yeah.
That is amazing.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited?
I'm actually really excited. I know, I mean, we're not going because...
We're not in a state.
Yeah, we're not in a state. And our border is still closed. And, well, yeah, we're not going.
But who knows? That might open soon, too.
It might. I'm going to be, like, beside myself watching again. I mean, every time I see something, like, in one of the theme parks or something like that where it's open again and I'm reminded of, hey, this is, like, looking relatively normal. Like, tomorrow... when we're watching, I mean, this is in Canada, when we're watching the Leafs-Habs game, they're going to be fans in the audience.
First time in Canada.
Yeah, first time in Canada. We were watching some of the games in the States, and they had fans.
They keep increasing their capacity every time. Yeah, yeah.
So every time I'm looking in there, you see the theme park. We've mentioned some of our favorite YouTubers before in previous episodes, and seeing them go to, like, water parks and things like that, I'm like, oh, my goodness, look at, like, normalcy.
Yeah. Like, you can tell it's a little less capacity, but yeah. it looks still, it's closer to normal than anything I've seen for a long time.
Exactly. And now with, like, Alberta, we have an opening plan. Apparently. And
zero to 60.
Yeah, zero to 60 in well, in a month.
That was a Hercules reference.
Oh.
Yeah. Zero to hero.
A major hunk.
Okay.
And
yeah, you missed that, but that's fine.
Okay. And so I guess it just has me thinking about, like, traveling and things like that. So it's really exciting, and we get to live vicariously through everyone else who's going, I guess.
Which is fine for now.
Mm-hmm.
That'll placate me for now.
Oh, totally. And a lot of, like, Disney YouTube friends and things like that on Instagram and YouTube and everything, and getting to see them get to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, would be great too.
And along those lines, mm-hmm. They've started announcing some of more details about Avengers Campus.
Yes.
They released the map of the land.
Oh, it's cool.
Which looks pretty cool. They released the entire menu for Pym's Test Kitchen.
Looks so good.
what's your most looked forward to
Ooh.
thing, because, like, Pym's Test Kitchen, it's food,
yes,
but it's almost kind of like entertainment.
Okay,
as well.
But here's the problem: when we were going through everything, I was like, oh, I want that.
Yeah,
oh, I want that. Let me think, what would be There's that burger, the chicken burger. The that's chicken like, burger. That looks crazy cool.
I think the mega chicken burger was going to be my choice.
That's
like
pretty huge.
The bun is much too small for the giant chicken.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say the pretzel.
And then I was going to say either that or the giant pretzel.
Giant pretzel.
So there you go. I'll pick one, you pick the other.
Okay. Well, we can share.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal.
And then they have some other merch. They have Pym Particle Glowies that you can drop in your drink.
Oh,
similar
yeah.
to like glow cubes.
Mm-hmm.
But they look like either the Pym Particles from the Time Heist in Endgame.
Right.
Or the Ant-Man discs that they throw to make things bigger.
Right.
They also have an Iron Man Infinity Gauntlet.
That's
drink holder.
Of course it is.
Yeah. You can wear your Infinity Gauntlet, and you can say, I am Iron Man, and then you can drink your Coke.
Or exact Coke, yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or you can say, like, this is inevitable, and take a drink.
Yeah, but it's Iron Man.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those, like, testing the Pym Particle, those look really cool.
Yeah, and they're built to, like, drop into, like, they're waterproof, and they glow, and it's just like the glow cubes you get at, like, Blue Bayou or whatever.
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah. I kind of want those.
Oh, definitely.
They look really cool.
And the other big merch news, and this is fascinating. I don't know what you think about it, but they are going to sell Spider-Man web slingers. So in MCU, Spider-Man builds web slingers, and they're like a mechanical device, not like the Tobey Maguire bio web slinger thing.
Right.
So you can buy those. But these ones that you buy, they don't shoot silly string or anything. They actually power you up on the Spider-Man ride. So, like, it's an interactive ride, kind of like Toy Story Midway Mania or Buzz Lightyear.
Right.
And you shoot the Spider-Bots in it for score. And if you buy this thing for $30, you get better web blasters. It's interesting.
It's interesting.
And I think it might be the future.
I don't know what I think about it or not. I think I need to see what a difference it actually makes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ever opposed.
Well, it's not like you're super competitive either.
No, I'm not. I'm not competitive like at all with stuff like this.
But I am.
You are.
I'm hesitant about it, but I think it's probably a good idea.
Well, it's a good business plan anyway. Mm-hmm. I think once they open, we'll have a better idea. But we've said a few times, looking at their opening information that's been coming out, the direction they're going makes a lot of business sense for everything. Using food, for example, as an experience and merch as an experience makes a lot of sense. You're already making money off the people going to the rides and wandering around and things like that. Get them to spend a bit more. Now, as someone spending all that, I don't know. But I guess, I don't know if I would like a ride as much if I feel like I have to pay extra to fully enjoy it. If it's something that just, I get the same experience, but just I'm better at something, then whatever.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be, like, groundbreaking what it does, but it maybe is it a slippery slope? I don't know.
I guess maybe that's more my concern.
I don't know, yeah.
It's interesting anyway. I find it more curious than anything.
For instance, let's buy the Han Solo backpack for $80 and then go on Smuggler's
that's
Run.
That's exactly what I mean.
Who knows?
Exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't always like it's a slippery slope argument, because, but I would proceed with caution with this one, I guess, is my thing. Like, I'm very curious.
Well, so speaking as a gamer, this is a concept that's very similar to what gamers have been experiencing for the past coming up 20 years now.
Okay.
DLC and pay for performance, basically. DLC is microtransactions have been kind of a scourge in the gaming industry. So, yeah, I don't know.
This is like a microtransaction.
It's basically a physical microtransaction.
Okay, well, anyway, I'm curious to see what happens with it. I guess we'll be watching that nice and closely.
And then the Jungle Cruise released their trailer yesterday on Thursday.
Yes, yesterday when we're recording.
Yes. And also their poster, which is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the trailer? We just watched it.
We did. I can see some CGI-y stuff, for sure.
So, my thought was, it looks like Pirates of the Caribbean sequels. And I say sequels because the first one was great, and then the sequels dived hard into the CGI weird fest. And I'm hoping that it's fun and good, Pirates, the first Pirates, and not too much of a CGI fest.
Right.
Kind of bland.
Right. I think, I'm wondering if the way they released the trailer, I know the big push right now in Hollywood is get people back into theaters.
Oh, for sure.
And so I wonder if a big push in the trailer was, let's show all the special effects. So you're like, ooh, I want to see that on the big screen.
Yeah, I don't know.
But we'll see.
The Rock is good in bad B movies.
Yeah, like campy stuff is kind of his specialty.
Could be kind of fun, but they didn't really showcase him in the trailer hardly at all, other than like, I'm going to slash this thing and brr. Like, they didn't show his comedy and stuff, which is a movie like this needs, I think, a little bit of goofy Rock.
I'm really looking forward to this. Jungle Cruise is one of my favorite attractions, actually. So I'm really looking forward to it. I just hope that they go campy with it. Not like ridiculously dumb, but like walk that line. And Disney can actually do that really well.
Oh, for sure. And
The Rock would be great in a role like that.
They need to have some nods to the cheesy aspects of the ride
itself.
That
was really my only complaint about the trailer. Well, yeah, I could see the CGI, but I mean, yeah, okay. I really, really wanted one bad joke.
Yeah, you need a skipper joke.
Yeah, need a skipper joke in there just to tone.
The Rock is playing a Jungle Cruise skipper.
Yeah.
And he should have a skipper joke. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there will be one in the movie, but
yes. Anyway,
they should have chucked one in that trailer.
Totally. We have till the end of July. We'll probably get another trailer in there.
Yeah. Definitely.
Maybe you'll get one in there.
Disney also released another trailer earlier this week.
I forgot that was this week.
Yeah. Pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Eternals.
Yes.
Very dramatic trailer.
It was dramatic.
I thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know what to think about this one.
I thought it looked awesome.
I thought it looked pretty awesome, too.
But I don't know anything about them.
Well, the Eternals are kind of like this weird side team. They are Eternal, so
clever name.
Yeah. They can do a lot of cool things with it. It looks like they're like going through time in the trailer and exploring that, so I don't know. I think it could be cool. The actors in it are pretty cool. There's a couple Game of Thrones boys in it.
Yeah, it is. It's all right, my voice changed for that.
Yep. Hopefully there's no weddings. But yeah, no, Eternals looks cool. I would like to see some more and kind of see where it's going, but promising. I mean, I haven't seen a bad Marvel movie for a really long time. So.
Right. So I mean, like, you know, it's a fair bet it's going to be watchable at least. Yeah, for sure. I thought it looked really cool. And I heard of the name Eternals, like when during the investors call when they were like, this is some stuff coming. I was like, I have no idea what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then they dropped the trailer. Oh, this looks cool. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally,
mm-hmm.
the other big news of this week.
Yes.
Friday.
Yes.
Which is when we're recording this.
Yes.
They released a new Premier Access movie.
They did.
Cruella.
Yep. What did you think?
So we have never touched Premier Access
on Disney Plus. We talked about doing it with Raya.
We did. We talked about doing it with Mulan.
Right.
Not
like a curiosity, like, oh, maybe.
But,
Raya, we were very tempted. Literally, it just didn't work out timing-wise.
Mm-hmm. and it's going to be free now here in...
Right. They took it off Premier Access, and now it's not available at all.
No, but it's going to be free here on June 4th. So
exactly. Watch it then.
It's coming very quickly, so that's fine. But yeah, Cruella kind of intrigued us, which kind of surprised me. When I heard about it originally, I was like, oh, that's dumb.
Oh, see, I saw the first little teaser or whatever and was like, that looks amazing. And then I saw another one. I was like, not sure. And then
really want to see a movie about the origin story of a puppy killer.
Fair.
But you know what? I liked it.
Yep.
I thought it was pretty awesome.
And we're not going to do spoilers or anything like that. I guess my concern going into it, though... One complaint we had about Maleficent was if you're going to do a villain origin story, you can make them sympathetic without making them a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that was my only hesitancy going into Cruella. However, I saw the style, and I mean, I love her as an
actress. Style with a capital S.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So I was actually really excited for it. So I was glad we went. I was glad we went premiere for this one. Not that we had any choices. Our theaters are still closed. But
yeah, yeah. That's the only way we could see it.
Yeah.
Unless we were really bad and tried to download it or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
But I'm glad we watched it. Premiere.
Yeah. And like you said, you were worried about it, like, making her the good guy, like Maleficent.
Yes.
And that's not what happened, so.
No. That's your only spoiler.
It's, well, that's not really a spoiler.
No, not really. But that's not what happened.
Yeah. No. Good.
Yeah.
Good one.
I think so.
And you really liked the soundtrack.
I love the soundtrack. Oh my goodness. Man, so good. And I had heard some, just, that's the only thing I heard about it today, before we watched it, with people like, man, the music's awesome, or
yeah,
soundtrack available. And
pretty good soundtrack.
Yeah, all reimagined old 60s songs and stuff, so it's great. So, Cruella, now that we've done a premiere access, what do you think of the whole premiere concept?
Well, I think there's value there.
Mm-hmm.
It's $35 Canadian.
Okay.
Which is about the price of two movie tickets at most movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
So that pretty equivalent to what you'd see for a brand new movie.
True.
So I don't feel ripped off there. And then the process of ordering it was super easy.
Nice.
I had to put in my password for it, but it wasn't my Disney Plus password. It was my Google password, which really confused me.
Oh,
I'm not really sure.
Weird.
It's like the payment method or something.
Oh, okay.
Did it that way. So it was a little strange, but otherwise very easy.
I like it. I guess we've talked about this before, because like Luca is coming out, not Premier Access, just being made available. And we talked about like the weird decisions on what is and is not Premier Access.
They're just trying different things.
I think so, but I find it interesting that the Pixars are the ones that are just...
Well,
available.
There's some angst about that among the creators, but
yes.
what can you do, right?
Well, so I do find that interesting, but as far as Premiere, I don't have an issue paying to see it. We'd be paying to see it regardless, unless you're waiting for it to be free no matter what. So that's how that works, and I don't personally have a problem with that. And for us, that's one thing. Imagine, though, if you were like, if you had like a family of four, plus popcorn, plus everything else, it's way cheaper to rent.
Yeah, no,
it at home.
For families, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them doing this. There's going to be at least a 45-day theatrical window.
All right, so anything else to add for news?
No, I said a bunch of stuff. Whole bunch.
That is a whole lot of news.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah, yeah. Disney A grab bag. Okay, so today we're talking all, well, this week, we're talking all about cruising.
You're cruising.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
So you've been on a Disney cruise.
I have. Mm-hmm. A really long time ago.
Because mm-hmm. You're old.
Yeah. Yeah, when I went on a Disney cruise, I think they had two boats, maybe three, I don't know. But
what, do you remember what year you went?
It was like 2000.
They had two.
Yeah, okay. I thought they had two.
I have the dates of them all here. Okay. So.
When did they build the third one?
2011.
Oh, yeah, no, then they only had two, for sure. Definitely for sure.
There was a big gap between number two and number three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so speaking of... Do you want to know some history of the Disney Cruise Line?
Boy, do I.
Good, because I'm going to tell you.
I knew that you were, so I figured I better be enthusiastic about
Good
it.
Good job.
Yay.
Okay, so Disney Cruising. There are four, soon to be five, ships. The Magic, the Wonder, the Dream, the Fantasy, and soon, the Wish. The Magic was the first ship, released in 1996. There are three more ships that have been announced. So 2022, we know the Wish is coming. There's also 2024 and 2025. Those were announced. However, we don't know if COVID has delayed those or what's going on with those. Castaway Key is also a significant part of the whole Disney Cruise Line thing.
I was there. Yeah.
Yes.
I went there. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you don't know, it's a private island in Bahamas, and it is an exclusive port of call for Disney ships.
Because it's a private island.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was actually probably my favorite part of the Disney cruise.
Hmm.
We went on a Disney cruise after spending four days at Disney World and did absolutely everything you could possibly do at Disney World.
At least once.
So it was like 18 hours at the parks every day, walking a million miles. I was exhausted.
Right.
And I slept a lot on the cruise. I had a lot of fun. The food was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite day was probably Castaway Key Day. Yeah. Definitely.
Very cool.
It was really nice.
Was that where you snorkeled for the first time? I think I remember the story.
I mean, I had snorkeled a few times, but this was maybe when I fell in love with snorkeling.
Oh, that's cool.
There was a lot to see. They both natural sea life and like mm-hmm. Disney bits. They had hidden Mickeys and they had the Nautilus sunk
off the coast.
And I was into cool stuff like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, so it probably was cooler for me than most kids. But yeah, no, it very cool. Very cool island.
I want to snorkel and find hidden Mickeys. Well, did you know they're going to have a second private destination?
I heard that they had purchased a new island.
Yeah, so they tried to a while ago, and that didn't work out. But they were successful now. They did purchase one that is called Lighthouse Point. It's in the Bahamas. It's a 700-acre property on the southern end of a name I can't pronounce. It's
Eleuthera.
Something like that. And it is in the works to open apparently late 2022 or early 2023. Again, COVID.
Yeah, I mean,
who knows?
Who knows? But yeah, they're working on it. And it also, there's probably like some government restrictions going on like that. An island that big, the government's going to be heavily involved.
Oh, yes, definitely. So the Disney Cruise Line pioneered the rotational dining concept in which guests would rotate with their waitstaff through three different main dining rooms. You talked about this, actually. So you have the same like waitstaff the entire time.
I mean, a lot of cruise ships, you get assigned a table and you dine with the same guests every night. This one, it kept like the experience whole. You were assigned with random people at your big table
mm-hmm.
as well. But yeah, it was... Your waiter and your waiter assistant were with you every night. And so they learned your name. They learned what drink you like. And
that's really cool.
It was
like
surface exemplary service, like above and beyond, and very good. I mean, it works.
Well, Disney is always, I think, just imagineering how to improve in their already exemplary customer service.
Yeah, they're sprinkling pixie dust all over the place.
Yeah,
right?
They are.
As long as you're not allergic.
Chew.
Yeah.
Boo. That was bad. That was like Jungle Cruise level joke.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, I liked it. Okay. So Disney used to be partnered with Premier Cruise Line. That was back in 85. That was a long time ago.
Man, that's old.
So old.
Can you imagine being around since 85?
Man, that's old.
We were born in 85. Okay.
But when that relationship ended in 93, Disney started negotiating with both Carnival and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and that didn't produce anything. So they just decided to do it themselves.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
Exactly what I was hoping you would say.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I didn't even write that in there.
No, you did not.
Good job. So the first Magic Voyage was July 30th, 1998.
Wait. Are they building their fifth boat?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Well, the five Infinity Stones.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The Wonder came out in 1999. That was followed by The Dream, not until 2011. The Fantasy was 2012. And now, of course, we have Wish coming out in 2022. Both the Magic and the Wonder have a capacity of 2,700, and the Dream and the Fantasy have a capacity of 4,000. Do you remember which one you were on? It was either the Magic or the Wonder.
I think it was the Magic, I want to say. But I'm not 100% sure.
Cool.
But yeah, definitely those would be smaller boats.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they've started doing different events and things like that. Marvel Day at Sea is probably the most famous right now. And that started in 2017.
Okay. And they also do Star Wars.
Yes, they do.
At Sea as well. Yep. Very similar.
Very similar.
Mm-hmm. I don't know when that started, but very similar.
Yeah. So current itineraries, different, of course, depending on what's up and where you're going and when and with which boat. Current itineraries go to Alaska, the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and Europe, depending on the ship. And I have a quotation here. It says, the ships are the first in the industry to be designed and built from the keel up as family cruise liners, with the goal of accommodating and equally satisfying adults and children. Unlike most ships of their type, they do not include casinos. Disney ships also feature ships' horns, affectionately known as the Mickey Horn, which play the opening seven-note theme of When You Wish Upon a Star.
Which is very cool, yeah.
From Disney's Pinocchio, in addition to the traditional horn, the Disney Dream and Disney Fantasy include other tunes on their horn as well, not on the Disney Magic and Disney Wonder, such as Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Yeah.
It's a Small World, and a longer version of When You Wish Upon a Star. And the Disney Dream was the first one to have a water coaster.
The Aqueduct.
The Aqueduct, which is a much more clever name than the Aquamouse.
Yes.
That's a fantastic name.
Yeah, they went with the good name first, and now they're going to have a better ride with a lame name. But whatever. What can you do?
Yep, it is what it is. So that's one thing that I found interesting, is that they were really expressing the fact that everything was very intentional. We have spaces for kids, we have spaces for teens, we have spaces for adults, we have spaces for everyone together. And no one is getting ignored.
Yeah, and it definitely worked out. Like, mm-hmm. I was a teen when I went, and I went to the teen place a few times. I was also really tired, so I didn't really want to socialize too much, but it was cool.
You're like, is it sleeping or eating? Because then I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. But my parents were able to go do adults-only stuff, mm-hmm. and they had fun, and we had family time and played the games and things like that. So, yeah, it was really cool. And the other really cool thing about our Disney cruise, which mm-hmm. you can't do anymore, not precisely, but they actually had a shuttle launch the day we were sailing out.
What?
So we could see the shuttle go up.
That's super cool.
In the evening there. So yeah, that was really cool.
Whoa, that's really cool.
Yeah,
you're not going to see that again.
No, I mean, they don't launch shuttles anymore. But they are starting to launch rockets again, which is good. So maybe there's that.
What other kind of memories do you have from this trip? You've mentioned the food.
They do have really good food. Like, You think of what you'd eat in the parks, and it's like, it's pretty good. But no, like, this, like, it's gourmet food mm-hmm. on the cruise ships. It's next level.
And you get to be immersed in Disney all the time.
Yeah. When you go to Disney World, you're immersed in Disney mm-hmm. all the time as well. Like,
right.
So it was just an extension of that.
Cool.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the ship? Or the whole experience? Was it Castaway Cay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then a little bit of information just about the Wish specifically. It is the first of the Triton class, and the other two that were announced have been said that they will also be members of the Triton class.
The actual Triton? They're not trying to play off the Little Mermaid at all?
The Triton class is like a class of ship that isn't like a Little Mermaid. Like, it isn't a Disney class of ship.
Well, I mean, they're not in the military, so they can say whatever they want.
That's true. It's true. So there's an Arendelle-themed theatrical dining experience, a Marvel cinematic dining experience featuring global cuisines.
That's what I'm excited
for.
Yeah.
One of the things. Yeah. There's 1923, which is a sophisticated dining celebration, glitz and glam of old Hollywood, and those three are new. The Arendelle, the 1923, and the Marvel. There's also, speaking of new, the first ever Disney attraction at sea is what it is being called. And that is, are you ready for the spiel that they give?
Sure.
Should I put on my announcer voice?
Yes. Announcer voice. me.
Join Mickey and Minnie on an exhilarating water adventure into a colorful cartoon world inspired by the famous Mickey Mouse animated shorts. Awash in immersive show scenes, music, lighting, and special effects, this fun-filled water experience invites Disney fans to glide up, down, around, and off the side of the ship through 760 feet of twisting tubes, providing breathtaking views of the ocean before splashing down into a lazy river.
Oh, boy!
That's well done. Good job. How'd I do?
Yeah, it was all right.
Did I sell you on it?
Well, I mean, I'm sold on that whole thing.
Because
to begin with.
Announced it so well.
Right.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
The theater is inspired by Fantasia, and I found this cool. They're going to include three shows.
Mm-hmm.
One is the Aladdin musical.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yes. Excellent.
Crowd pleaser.
Absolutely.
Genie doing his genie stuff.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And two brand new ones that have not yet been announced and have not yet been performed.
Hmm. Hamilton.
I think that's been performed. No, this is like new.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. So I'm
I thought you meant like on a Disney ship.
Oh. But it just said never performed before. So. Hmm.
I would imagine it's probably been something from Broadway adaption.
Maybe. Or maybe like. So Aladdin, when it first. It didn't go to Broadway before it went to Disneyland. Like, it was created for the Disneyland park.
Oh, so maybe it'll be like Tangled or something.
Something like that is what I'm thinking. Yeah. And I wanted to just mention some of the adult themes specifically.
Wall-E the musical.
Wall-E. I've been walking around because it's springtime and so I'm planting things and I keep going, plant.
Plant.
Plant. I don't do it very well. But you know my reference.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to mention some of the adult themes specifically, things that they're looking at. Because I think a lot of times people are like, Disney Cruise, well, that's only for kids. No.
Like, literally, like, half the boat is cordoned off and is adults only.
So, this is what I think you're probably most excited about, other than the Marvel Cinematic Dining Experience. The Star Wars Hyperspace Lounge.
I find it hilarious that there's a adults-only Star Wars thing. I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You always see the jokes about people going to Galaxy's Edge
and
move away, child. This is my childhood. Like, I want to meet Chewbacca and stand by the Millennium Falcon.
Don't touch my lightsaber.
Yeah. So it makes sense. I mean, obviously, a Star Wars-themed bar is very on-brand for Star Wars.
Oh, totally.
One of the first set pieces in the Star Wars movies is a bar.
Right.
So it works very well.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a lot higher class than Mos Eisley.
I think so, yes.
Don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. but it's still very on-brand.
This is way up there. And they have the window as part of it.
Yes, the magic window that makes it look like you're in space.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And it says it's going to change your locations and things, so maybe you'll be in Batuu.
Batuu or
Tatooine?
No, oh, I don't really want to go to Tatooine.
No.
Oh, maybe Alderaan. Oh,
probably
too soon.
I'm gonna go ahead and say not Alderaan.
Yeah,
I'm gonna guess on that one. Then there's also the Quiet Cove. So this is one of the things you were talking about. Adults only pool lounge area, bar area.
None of those darn kids cramping
exactly,
your style.
Exactly.
Does Mickey still come to the adults cove?
Hope so.
Meet and greet with Mickey?
I hope so.
Or Captain Minnie?
Captain Minnie,
yeah.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And then we have some other dining options that are more adult only. One is the Palo Steakhouse, and this is inspired by Cogsworth. There's Enchanté, inspired by Lumiere. And then there's The Rose, so that's like your trifecta of Beauty and the Beast.
Well, mm-hmm. I mean, if you're thinking Disney movie for food, that's probably
a
good
one.
That
makes sense.
Although I don't think Cogsworth was really well-known for his food stuff.
No, but he was, like, in charge of everything, so he's very good with customer service, I think. And The Rose, I think, is more of like a lounge.
Yes,
than
The Rose
is
a lounge,
the other two are the restaurants.
Get some good scotch there, I bet.
I bet.
Mm.
And then, of course, they have kids and teen zones.
Yeah.
Meh. Those look really, really cool, actually. But we can't go, so.
Yeah, you can learn to be a Marvel superhero and.
And hang out with Imagineers and.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I can forge my birth certificate to go in
there. I still maintain that I am short enough, I would pass.
I'm 12!
Hi!
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna work, but.
No, oh.
Yeah.
Darn. Okay. How would you think? I mean, I've never been on an ocean cruise at all, and you've only been on the Disney one.
I've only been on a Disney cruise.
We've done a lot of research and things like that. Just from, like, your judgment, what do you think? Like, if we were comparing going on a Disney cruise versus going on another type of cruise, like, what would
this is the way I would look at it. Disney cruising is, compared to other cruises, is like Disney parks compared to other parks. You're gonna spend a lot more.
Yep.
But you're going to be more immersed,
and
it's going to be just slightly higher quality, and that you're paying for that immersion. So,
is it kind of a case of you get what you pay for?
I don't know about that, but like you're getting that Disney magic,
right?
Type of thing.
I guess. Well, then that is the big consideration when you're like going to plan a cruise of any type, right? Weighing pros and cons, priorities, things like that. We want to go on a Disney cruise. We want to go on other cruises too.
Yeah, definitely. The thing about a Disney cruise is you're gonna spend probably twice as much
right.
per night as mm-hmm. you will on almost any other cruise.
Yeah, unless you're going like luxury.
There's some like super high priced ones that'll be right in that same category as Disney, but there's stuff we've been researching, like MSC, which is an Italian cruise line that mm-hmm. that has its own private island in the Bahamas as well. That's more of a budget,
right?
A budget cruise line, but it still looks really good. They have like mm-hmm. sweet Italian pasta and stuff like that.
I'm all for the Italian food,
but it's not gonna have that Disney magic. Like,
right.
It's just a cruise ship, so it is really tough to compare dollar mm-hmm. for dollar. Yeah.
It's its own niche.
You have to know what you want and what you're getting for your nightly fee. And,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're hung up on the cost for it, then it might not be for you. If you're just like, oh, I want to go on a cruise and I don't care what type of cruise it is, then maybe it's not for you. But if you want, I'm a Disney fan, I want these Disney experiences, then you pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of how that works. Same thing with the parks.
Exactly.
And now I just thought we could talk a little bit about river cruising.
I mean, yeah, I think so, because, like, we've been on one.
Exactly, exactly.
And it's cruise adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Disney also does river cruises.
It's true. Okay, so I just wanted to run down a list of some of the cruises that Disney does for river cruising.
Okay.
And like you said before, they don't have their own river cruise ships.
No, they didn't.
At least not yet.
Well,
who knows?
So they were partnered way back in the 80s for ocean cruising.
Yes.
And then gave up and built their own boat. So who knows?
Who
they
knows?
They might build their own river cruise boats.
They might
boats
again
one day.
Say, fine, I'll do it myself.
Yes.
All right, so they have a Seine River Cruise and is a National Geographic Photography sailing. This sounds amazing.
Mm.
So, 8-day, 7-night, all-inclusive adventure from the lights of Paris to the historic beaches of Normandy with an array of photography workshops to hone your skills to capture the perfect shot.
That sounds what? Like a heavy-duty cruise.
Right?
Wow.
Yep. There's also, if you just want to do more like a, without the photography aspect, another Seine River Cruise.
Basically the same ports.
Yep, all-inclusive.
It looks like the same ports, but just not the focus on the
exactly,
on the photography.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
There are a couple Rhine River Cruise options.
We cruised on the Rhine.
We did. 8-day, 7-nights, all-inclusive adventure to 6 destinations in 4 countries, France, Germany, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. We've been there.
Yep. mm-hmm.
I haven't been to France. And then they have a food and wine. Now, this one's only for 18 and older. Also on the Rhine River Cruise.
Because wine.
Mm. And it says, along the same places, but here you will visit world-famous breweries, award-winning wineries, and local pubs, all while experiencing world-class culinary delights. That sounds fun.
That sounds amazing. I wonder if they go to that smoked beer brewery that we stopped at in
yes.
Germany. The world-famous smoked beer of Bamberg. It was pretty good, though. I was worried, because I don't like super smoky stuff, even though I do like scotch. I don't like super smoky scotch.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was quite delicious.
Nice.
Just, like, smooth. Yeah.
Cool. There's also a couple Danube River Cruise options.
We cruised on the Danube as well.
Exactly. That's where I was going with that. So you could do the general 8-day, 7-night, all-inclusive adventure to 8 destinations in 4 countries, Germany, Austria, Slovakia, and Hungary. Hey, we've been there.
So, yeah, we kind of combined the Rhine and the Danube mm-hmm. together in our
and
one...
And also the Main.
In our one cruise. Well, the Main is what connects them.
Exactly.
So, but mm-hmm. yeah, it sounds like these two itineraries are basically like half
right.
of each of our cruises. We were on a pretty long cruise.
Yes. So they have 2 other Danube River cruises. You could do a Christmas markets one, which I would love to do one day. I know you always roll your eyes at this. I would love to do it. And then they have an Oktoberfest one. And this there we go. There's yours. This one you also, of course, have to be 18 and over. And this one just says some special Oktoberfest activities.
Beer.
Yeah, I think that's what the special Oktoberfest activities are.
Liters and liters of beer.
We did not river cruise during Oktoberfest.
No.
But we made a lot of stops. So like you said, we were on those 3 rivers.
So I think we should, not that you would know.
Okay.
Because you've never been on an ocean cruise.
Okay.
But the differences between a river cruise and an ocean cruise.
Right.
I would say that a river cruise is far, far, far more regimented. there's lots of activities and stuff you can do on an ocean cruise, but it's all optional. Whereas a river cruise is, it's more like a bus. It kind of takes you from, it's more glamorous than that.
That's true.
But it takes you from place to place, and you have, you're going to do this at 8 a.m. in the morning, and you got to listen to the directions and hop on your tour at that time, and then come back for lunch, and then you have another walking tour in the afternoon kind of thing. Very set.
Right, and you don't have to participate in those.
That's the time the
bus leaves, or that's the time the tour leaves. If you don't do it, then
that's what you do. And sometimes the boats are docked in a place like outside the city. So like if you're not going on the tour, you're just sitting on the boat.
Right.
And the boats aren't as big as the ocean. Mm-hmm. So there's not as much to do otherwise. So that is something different.
Well, they're not designed to keep a lot of people on the boat.
They're much smaller. Mm-hmm. There's way fewer rooms. You get to know absolutely everybody on the boat.
It's true.
Yeah. So it is very much a different experience, but it is a really good way to sightsee something like Europe quickly and luxuriously.
And man, beautiful scenery, because literally you're going down a river surrounded by castles and vineyards and little villages.
If you have the chance to river cruise on the Rhine or the Danube, do it. Because the cruising day that we went through the Rhine River Gorge was absolutely amazing.
I think we both said that was probably our favorite cruising day.
Yeah, but there was also a really scenic day on the Danube well. It wasn't quite as scenic as the Rhine River Gorge, but it was
pretty beautiful.
Pretty darn close.
That was with all the apricot trees everywhere.
They had orchards and vineyards all along the riverbank, and you just sailed along. Yeah. And
it's a little less dramatic, still beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I loved river cruising. I guess one thing would be, like, again, the type of cruise you want to do.
Yeah.
Because if you are someone who, I want to, like, lay back, I want to relax and stuff like that, river cruising is probably not your jam.
You're not super, like, there's relaxing moments.
Oh, 100%.
But it's not, you're there to sightsee, and especially in Europe, you're there to see history and all that.
And go do these experiences,
So then the other thing is, the average age of a river cruise because it's more expensive, it's going to be a higher average age. It's just the people that can afford to go on these type of things. We went with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
They were on the young side.
They were.
And we were on the, of course, then very, very young side.
We were not the youngest ones
there.
Some
grandparents had brought their, like, 14-year-old grandsons.
And then we were the youngest.
And then we were the youngest.
And it also depends on the length of river cruise. So we were on a 2-week river cruise. Well, I called to confirm everything with the travel agent. She wanted to make very clear. Mm-hmm. She kept saying, I want you to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You will be the youngest. And I was like, yeah, like, we know that. We're fine with that and everything. She said, like, and then you're going with your parents, they will also be the youngest. And they probably were.
It was pretty close. Yeah. There was a few people that were in their age range.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely an older crowd, but I didn't feel out of place
either. Not even slightly.
So, I mean, if
some of them were way more active than I was. So.
That's true. But like if seeing Europe is something you want to do, don't be shy about it. They're not gonna look sideways at you or anything like that.
If anything else, they like want to embrace you and talk to you and welcome you even more.
And it also depends on what kind of cruise line you go on. Emerald likes the younger crowd.
Yes, that's true.
They focus on the active stuff.
Yes, so they have an activities coordinator and they also have a wellness director.
Yes.
And I think they were the first cruise line to do, the river cruise line to do that, or at least one of the
first. Yeah, because normally cruise lines just have like a cruise director.
Yes.
And this other one, like Emerald, had the activities guy who did wellness sessions and all that cool stuff.
And they worked together, which was nice because then there was always an active option for, I think, every single tour we did.
Basically, yeah.
So they'd say, on our first day, we were in Amsterdam. And they said, well, you can do the boat tour through the canals, or you can ride a bike through the countryside. Well, one of those is obviously more active. So they had lots of different options. They also had, you know, the easy or the, like, where there was less walking, or if you maybe had more mobility issues or something like that, you could pick that option as well. There is a focus on trying to get a younger crowd, I guess. It's not adults only or anything like that, but river cruising does tend to lead.
It's almost adults only by default.
Exactly.
Like, it's a quiet experience. There's not a ton to do. Like if you're a hyper kid, like,
yeah,
I don't know. There was a pool on our boat and
yep, there was a pool and they had, it was cool. At nighttime they covered the pool and
had movies
on top of that. That was fun. And they, you know, they have like games and things like that, but it's like trivia games and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you just hang out in the lounge every night.
Which
yeah,
worked really well for us, but if you're someone who's after like crazy,
yeah,
that it's not for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the longer the trip, the older the demographic.
Because it's more expensive.
Exactly. And that was another thing that the travel agent was explaining to me was the difference. You know, if we were going on a 1 week tour, there might be people our age. Not many, but maybe one.
Yeah. Like, well, so, and I bought a drink package on this river cruise, and that drink package cost alone probably would have bought a normal cruise's fare.
Right.
Basically. Like, it was expensive.
So you're a big spender is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I like my scotch, okay? Give me a break.
That's funny. Yes, it's true. It is. It's a costly thing. It was something we had planned for years and saved up for years to do.
And we were planning.
And so we enjoyed it and things like that. But do be aware, it makes Disney cruising look not expensive at all.
It is slightly more expensive than Disney cruising, but slightly.
But it's a completely different way to see Europe, and I loved it.
It's a great way to get a fast overview of Europe. You don't get to spend much time in any one place, and they kind of blend together. But if you make notes or something, you can like...
Yes, which of course I did.
You can say, oh, I really like that place. I want to return there or something that. Yeah, yeah.
It's like crash course in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are different itineraries and things like that. The other nice thing is everything's taken care of for you.
Oh, yeah. 100% all-inclusive, except for the drinks that I had to pay the drink package for. But that's fine. Some other cruise lines do have all-inclusive.
Mm-hmm, yes, this one included beer and wine with lunch.
But they're even more expensive, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Beer, wine, and pop was included with lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. But they had a cappuccino machine.
24-hour self-serve cappuccino machine.
Yes, they did.
You could be your own barista, and you could write the name on the side of the cup. And it would be spelled right because you'd write it yourself.
Yeah. I would hope it'd be spelled right. Yeah. So yeah, I really liked it. And the ship was really nice. It was nice to have a home base that traveled with you.
So would you do a Disney one?
100%.
Would you research who they're chartering with first?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would.
I'd be curious to see who they are chartering with. Not that it would super matter because Disney would kind of...
Well, Disney would take it over and do their own thing.
But it would depend. It would also then depend what facilities you have on board and stuff like that.
What they have
to
work from.
Yeah.
I will say this though. I would have a lot of faith also in Disney not picking whatever.
Yeah. No. They would have to have something good.
But I would definitely research who they were chartering with, and I would definitely do.
And so, if you're worried about the age thing, the Disney option is a good one because
that's true.
They actually do attract a much younger crowd,
of course,
than in general.
Yes, just that's like, probably the only one you're going to get a lot of kids on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, would you do a Disney river cruise?
I would definitely consider it.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Emerald though, so
I know.
It'd be tough. It would be tough for me to say.
I really liked Emerald.
Not
as well.
Emerald.
Mm-hmm. If I was picking a river cruise, I would look at them first, but I would be very tempted river cruising with Disney.
Hmm.
Want to see what they do?
Yeah.
I'd be interested in all the Adventures by Disney options.
I do want to do an Adventures by Disney, and which is what their river cruising falls under.
Exactly.
I don't know if river cruising would be my first choice under Adventures by Disney, but
no, we mentioned some other things as well. Some things that only Disney would do well, I think. So if you've been on a river cruise with Disney, or if you've actually been on any of the Adventures by Disney.
Or any cruise by Disney.
Or any cruise by Disney, definitely let us know.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our social media at the end of the episode.
Curious to hear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anything else to add about cruising?
I want to go on a cruise.
I really do too. I want to go on a cruise. I don't particularly care which one at this point. I really want to go on the Wish.
I want to go on a vacation, first of all. But yes, I want to go on the Wish.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We've been looking at a lot of cruise stuff, and I just want to go on a cruise.
It's true. It's totally true. Ocean cruise first or river cruise first?
Oh, ocean cruise.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, river cruise was the last big vacation.
So something different.
Like, the last vacation we did before the world ended. So, yeah, I would
In the before times.
In the before times.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
I would like to do an ocean cruise.
I've always been scared of ocean cruising because I get motion sick.
Yeah, that's what gravel is for.
But I actually
they have all sorts of weird seasickness. They got the patches and the
bands,
the wristbands, and all that. I don't know. I think you just take your Gravol and you'll be fine. I don't get seasick, so.
But you have no sympathy, basically.
Well, it's not no sympathy. I just don't understand.
You know what? I will tell you this though. We were after this one fishing boat that we were on. That was
diving boat.
That's true. It was a diving boat because we were scuba diving.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said fishing.
We were not fishing.
We were not.
We saw fish.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, we were diving. After this one diving boat that we were on, and the swells were what, like 8 feet more?
They were a solid 12 feet, and the skipper of that boat was doing a real good job of surfing them because they were big waves. Holy cow.
A lot of people were not doing very well.
Seasoned divers that had been on out on many a diving excursion.
And meanwhile, Brandon's going, wee. Literally.
Well, we were literally surfing waves.
Yeah, but he was doing it while holding on to me because although I was not sick, I was definitely like keeping my head over to the edge just in case, keeping my eye on that horizon as much as I could as you were going up and down. I made it through, and not everyone did. Like you said, seasoned divers didn't do it. After that, I could probably handle a giant cruise ship.
Yeah, cruise ships, you do feel the ocean a little bit, but it's, I don't know, it may be the more repetitive. Just slight rocking might throw some people off, but it's not like you feel more ocean motion on Small World, probably.
Well, I figure the only way for me to figure it out or not is to go and try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time for trivia.
Okay. So I guess that means I have to review what we did last week.
Mm-hmm. Here. Not well. The answer is not well.
Well, I mean, it was kind of an oddball question, so I wouldn't feel too badly.
Okay.
It was Victoria Day last Monday.
Right. Holiday.
Big holiday.
Yeah.
All the Americans get their holiday this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day for our American listeners.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's not a holiday for us, so.
Nope.
Sad. Yep. Sad for us, but what can you do? So all my questions were about Queen Victoria.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
Yeah. I asked you, what was Queen Victoria's first name?
Apparently it's not Victoria. Okay, I don't know. I'm saying Victoria. Maybe it's a trick question.
But that's what you guessed.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
No, actually it was Alexandria.
Which is cool. And actually, after you said that, I was like, why? I feel like I heard that somewhere. There's no way I would have thought of it.
Her friends like to shorten it to Drea, apparently.
I didn't know that
one. Yeah, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had thought about it, I may have come up with Alexandra, but never Alexandria.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a very pretty name.
I thought it was random that she wasn't Victoria.
Mm. But I mean, they do that with kings.
They do, yes. Yeah, that's true. And popes.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Then I asked you,
mm-hmm.
Question was, she was the first royal to do this thing. And there was actually two answers that would have been correct. And you said,
have a dog in the castle. Neither of the two answers.
Neither of the two answers, but I did like the thought that she was the first queen to have a puppy dog. But no, that's not the answer.
No.
I'm pretty sure royals had dogs throughout history.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know. Like, the Egyptians were big on dogs and,
yes.
and cats and stuff. I don't know. But no, she was
just picturing little corgis running around.
She was the first British royal to live in Buckingham Palace.
That's cool. I didn't know that, but that's cool.
And then the second thing that she was first to do as a British royal was ride a train.
And actually, I do think I know had heard that.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I didn't know it. I didn't say it.
And I believe it was like in the 1850s or something like that, like a long, long time ago. So trains were kind of new and cool back then. And so, yeah, that was a big deal.
Ooh.
And I thought that was kind of interesting tie-in because Walt really liked trains.
Totally. I like it. Nice Disney.
Yeah.
Nice Disney twist.
Trying to pull this back to Disney a little bit.
I like
anyway.
It.
And then on a bit of a bummer, my last question was, she was diagnosed with this common genetic disease amongst royals.
No.
Nothing? Okay.
This is one of the ones I'm going to hit myself for, but nope. I don't think I said anything.
I think you might have had drawn a blank.
Yeah.
But we learned about this in biology class.
That was a long time ago.
The royals were famous for having hemophilia.
Right.
With all the inbreeding.
Yes.
They all had it.
And it wasn't just the British royals. It was
like all the royal. Well, because they wanted royal blood. So to prevent the inbreeding, they tried to mix and match with like Germans and.
Exactly.
And Russians and all that. But yeah, it didn't work so well.
Well, that was the whole. That was a big impetus behind the Russian Revolution because Queen Alexandra thought that Rasputin could save her son, and then
Rasputin,
and then otherwise the song never would have existed.
Yeah, so
yeah, and Rasputin was like a driving force, not the only force, but he was a straw on the camel's back.
Yeah, well, Russian history is actually quite fascinating.
Absolutely fascinating. So like, I don't know why I didn't clue in.
Yeah, hemophilia. Interesting. Yeah, this is the royal disease, basically.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so annoyed at myself.
A great disease to have.
No, not really. I said I would be annoyed at myself.
Yeah, and you were.
And I was. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what was your minor in university again?
Social studies.
Right, which is like history and stuff?
Yeah, but I didn't focus on history.
No, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, sure was.
So I'm going to... Want
to know how many years I taught social studies?
Okay, yeah. I'm going to take it that your questions for me are going to be quite...
I knew them. I thought they were very interesting.
Quite mean.
No, I thought they're fascinating. I think they're easy. I got them right.
Okay, great. That means I'm not going to get them right.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I have a mixed bag here for you.
Mixed bag.
One question is about the Wish, Disney Wish.
Uh-huh.
And question 2 and 3 are actually about Cruella or 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, interesting.
Just watched that. So I wanted to pull a little from the news and a little from the main topic.
Okay.
Plus I'm...
Fair enough.
I'm more comfortable in Disney classic trivia. Okay.
And I'm not, so...
Also that.
Makes perfect sense. Yep, no, that's good.
Okay, so, but here's an easy one. So I mentioned three new dining experiences, right? There's the Arendelle, there's 1923, and there's the Marvel Cinematic one, right? Why is the new upscale dining restaurant on the Wish named 1923? What's up with that name?
It's something to do with Walt's history, something, I don't know, something like that. I don't know, I watched the video, I forget.
Well, I mean, you're right, but do you know what it was?
It's when he arrived in California to make his mark on the movies or something. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, now we're switching over to Cruella 101 Dalmatians.
Okay. Yeah. Woof.
In the original 101 Dalmatians movie from the 60s, how many puppies do Pongo and Perdita have naturally? Or they adopt?
It's a lot.
But not 99.
not 98. No, 99, because the two adults and plus the 99 puppies. And like, they think one dies, and then the count comes down. It's like nine puppies, and then there was eight, and then they went back to, I don't know.
Lucky is the name of that puppy.
Yeah. There was a lot, though. It was a really big litter, so maybe it was even more. Maybe it was like a dozen.
Do you have a final answer?
Let's say a dozen.
Okay. Dozen puppies. Question number 3. In the original 101 Dalmatians movie, Horace and Jasper are brothers. Do you know what their last name is?
No.
Okay, so think about it this way. In a movie where the villain is named Cruella de Vil, what do you think her henchman's last name might be? Okay. Do you want to hazard a guess at all?
Damon.
Good guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so if you think that you might
Damon
know...
Damon brothers.
The Damon. Okay.
They're
French.
They are French, yes.
If you think you might know the answer to that one or any of the trivia questions, or if you want to chat with us about your opinions on cruising, river cruising, or ocean cruising, you can contact us on our social media or through our website, or, you know, if you just want to say hi, that's cool too.
And so you've been publishing asking for questions.
I have
on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have one in the bank that's very interesting.
But yes.
We're not going to answer it now.
No, because we want to expand on it.
We need to have it percolate and things like
that.
It
was a seriously good question.
It was, yeah.
It was from our friends at Disney Assembled.
Yes.
Yes.
And it was a good question.
It is a good question.
So we're still thinking on it, and we might like have it as like a mini main piece.
Yeah,
next
one of those
episode.
Ones where we kind of like combine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, might do something like that.
So good stuff. Mm-hmm. Keep those questions coming.
Absolutely. And I'll post more prompts, so you can feel free to keep going with that.
And that's our show for today. So thanks to El Mule, who's responsible for the awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can find us on social media, Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at disneya, and Twitter at disneyapodcast. You can find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many more.
Lots of podcasts.
Lots of podcasts. Please review our podcast, especially on that Apple Podcast. That's the one that really matters. Those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. That's great. Ooh, yeah.
Plus, if you write a comment, we will read it on the next episode.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We sure will. If you know someone who might like this podcast, be sure to recommend Disney A to them. You can listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio. We have a new start time.
Yes.
You can hear us on Magic of the Mouse Radio at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Mondays, with replays on Wednesday and Friday. You can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuna Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps. You can also listen to Sounds of Disneyland on Magic the Mouse Radio.
Yes, you can. You can listen to sounds from all the parks.
You can. But
we bring you the
We are hosting Sounds of Disneyland, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So join us next week as we start off June. It's June already.
Oh my goodness. In summer, bees will buzz. Kids will buzz. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, it's June. And we've been threatening.
Or promising. You say it's a threat, I say it's a promise.
Underrated Disney movies.
Yes. And let's just talk animated.
Okay. Underrated animated. Yeah. So if you have any cult classics that you want that are your favorites that don't get the appreciation you think they deserve, let us know.
Yep.
And we're going to give our thoughts on that whole subject.
Exactly.
Next week.
Dun, dun, dun. What? See, you made it sound like a threat.
Yeah. Threatening.
Okay, well, until that next adventure, I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till then, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A... Join Mickey and Minnie over and I can't do it.
Wah, wah.
I'll do it again. Wah.